Fractions are all pieces of a pie. I've always been good at fractions. I don't know why the answers just came easily without a try, like 1/2 + 1/2 = 2/2, which equals 1, like 1/2 black + 1/2 white = 1 whole person. Funny thing is, I rarely identified in halves. My most common separation was 1/4 Irish, 1/4 African, 1/4 German, 1/4 Haitian, which is 4 quarters, which again equals 1. See, isn't this fun? But if we are all mixed fractions to equal a whole, then there's something that I really want to know.
I've been wanting to know this for a long time.
I want to know, what are the 5/5 of a human being so I can understand why slaves were only 3? And what were the 2/5 missing? Was it all the things they kept from me, like my drums, my language, my family ties, my education, my tradition, my womanhood and pride? Or was it the children ripped from my womb, or my husband sent too early to his tomb? The truth is, there's too many things to choose, only 2. But fractions remain forever a part of me. I know a 4/4 beat and a 6/8 time, and I used to beat and pound the ground and send messages through rhyme and song to call others to action. Bet they never guessed how I understood fractions. To this day, I communicate this way. Rhythm and rhyme keep my fraction time in a language all mine. They call it slang. And though I could mathematically manipulate numbers, I always had a hard time finding a common denominator for all the parts of me, plus all the parts of you. If you have all 10 pieces, and fractions without a common denominator can never be subtracted or added. They can only be divided or multiplied. Now, some have tried multiplication as a means to a sum, but someone never told them multiplying produces a product. I'll let you think about this one. Like a third soul now tied to 2 fractioned wholes. But addition requires rigorous thought. A common ground must be sought, because if underneath it all our numbers are inoperable, then a great fault line lies between you and me, and the slightest rise on the Richter scale will cause our whole foundation to fail, because we were doomed from the start.
From the start we were doomed.
Finding a common denominator is an art. 2 × 8. But better yet, what if we weren't fractions at all?
Just a thought.
But whole beings, complete, full, with love, grace, and forgiveness, intelligence, wisdom, and incredible bliss, and our music sang to the whole world.
Imagine.
And 3/4 and 4/4 and 6/8 time laid one on top of the other to create worldwide syncopation. Not assimilation. Multiple time at the same time, in the same time. And though I could mathematically manipulate numbers, I always had a hard time finding a common denominator for all the parts of me, plus all the parts of you. But I know that though I may want you to complete me, I don't need you to complete me. And that the solution to my life's equation lies in the realization that I am whole. And though I may feel fractioned at times, I know that time will weave the fabric of me. Now, it may not be a proven mathematical theory, but I know that time turns fractions back into wholes again, and I will again hold my drums, my language, my family ties, my education, my tradition, my womanhood, and pride, and I'll be full with love, grace, and forgiveness, intelligence, wisdom, and incredible bliss, and my poems will speak to the whole world. You were going to the store. And it may not be a proven mathematical theory, but I know that time will reweave the fabric of me. You 3/4 of the dollar back. 3/4 of a dollar equals how much money? That's right, 75 cents. Fractions are very, very useful in our everyday life, and they can help you with everyday mathematical situations. But always remember, when subtracting or adding, to have a common denominator.